Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is, 7:05 here on the 2nd of June. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. It's going to be a beautiful day, and Jared's in there. And Jared, what's the weather like today? Okay.
Sorry, I got to turn my mic on.
Oh, you know what? You know what caused that, Jared? It's sugar overdose on the donuts you bought in for yourself today.
This is a breakfast sandwich.
Oh, is it?
It is.
Okay, I feel all right. So I feel better now.
All right. It's currently 76 degrees. We have a excessive heat.
Hey, can I have a bite?
Maybe later, Carl. Okay, if you're good.
All right. Go on.
We have an excessive heat warning today till 9 p.m. tonight. Today we're going to see a high of 104 with a low of 68. Tomorrow, a high of 104 with a low of 68. Friday, a high of 101 with a low of 66. And on Saturday, a high of 101 with a low of 63.
Okay.
And Sunday is going to be 94. So, wow. And Monday, 86. So
it's going to start going down this weekend. All right, good. Hey, the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a local business out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. And what national day is it today?
Today is Leave the Office Early Day.
Oh, okay,
so,
we got that.
We're done right now.
Tell you what.
We're going to shut off.
The people in this office have that day down. It must be, and you all have been celebrating it for 360 days. Get out of the office early today. Okay, I'm here with Robert Burke.
Hello.
2 days before he graduates from high school.
Yes.
How long have you been coming in here?
Off and on. Off and on for a long time. This is the longest run we've ever had, and it's been since 2019.
Yeah.
I think like September, October maybe. Yeah, so about a year and a half.
Wow. So I guess I'm going to ask you about what's going on in the movies, but I have so many other questions to ask you. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to get you before sometime and keep you in here for half an hour, maybe after school's out.
I can do half an hour right now.
Let me make an announcement. No, if you can do a half an hour, but I want to say something before we start with you then.
Okay.
Because I want to talk about it. The recall supporters can now gather signatures, my friends. They have 120 days from June 1st, which means that's September 29th. They have to gather 20% of the registered voters in each district, and you know it's going to be the first district, Leonard Modi's district, and Mary Rickard's district. So that means about 4,300 signatures from each district, and they can begin today, and I think probably they will. Now, if you think things have been a little tense up to now the battle begins, both sides. And I absolutely support the right of people to have the recall, and I think trying to stop the recall is absolutely wrong. There have been, if enough people feel that they need to recall the supervisors, we're going to find out in 120 days or sooner. And we'll find out. We'll be following this with updates and interviews from both sides throughout this next 120 days. Okay. That was it. Robert, you're up.
All right. So this weekend saw it is the biggest weekend box office-wise since the pandemic began. It is the first sign that movie theaters might actually be back and back for good. A Quiet Place Part 2 made $48.4 million over 3 days this last weekend. I believe if you add Monday on and make it a 4-day weekend, it added up to about $57 million.
Now, A Quiet Place Part 2 is what?
A Quiet Place Part 2 is a film directed by John Krasinski, and the first one came out in 2018. It's the movie where if you make a sound, you die, because
there's these creatures
that pick up on sound. So the second part came out in theaters. This was originally supposed to come out March 20, 2020, and we all know how that went. Got delayed over and over again, moved up to this Memorial Day weekend, and clearly audiences wanted to come back to theaters to see this one because it is the first post-pandemic movie to make anywhere close to what a similar film made during non-COVID times.
Now, are the theaters, where are we at with the theaters? How open are they?
The theaters are essentially open all across America. A lot of limitations on box office right now have to do with the limited capacity, so the 25% capacity that you find in a lot of areas. But a lot of states are starting to lift things like that, and here in California on June 15th, there will be no more capacity requirements or mask requirements in movie theaters.
That's because on June 15th, everything is done. Everything's fixed. Not the 13th, not the 16th.
No, the 15th.
The 15th.
Yeah.
Now, okay. All right, we're talking movies now. Mm-hmm. We're not talking other things. Okay, so on June 15th, then it's wide open again.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things I think hurt movie theaters are like over at our big, you know, our big Cineplex here was when they made wider seats so you could recline and all that. Didn't that take seats out of a theater?
It takes seats out of a theater, but it also makes the theater experience a lot better, so more people go more often. Overall, it was a better move than not making the move.
Okay.
And
but a lot of them spent a lot of money doing that, and then we got hit with the pandemic.
Yeah. AMC was the big problem with them, and thankfully it's looking like they're going to be able to get through amidst all of the reports that AMC was going to fail and that they were going to go out of business and going to go bankrupt. It's looking like AMC is going to prevail. And, with The Quiet Place Part 2, it made, in 3 days, it made $2 million less than the first movie made back in 2018, which normally, if COVID weren't a thing, that would be, you know, a good sign, but not a great sign. But in a COVID world, that is a fantastic sign, not only that people were excited for this, but also that people are ready to return to the movies.
And this one of our comments from one of our longtime listeners said, I saw the first movie and thought I would not like it. However, it was very good.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I think I passed watching that because because I thought, it's going to be one of those weird ones, but I've heard good reviews. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
so
the second
it looks
one is
like
really
things are coming
well.
Out. Okay. So it looks like some good things are starting to happen again in the movie industry.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the other, and surprisingly, that wasn't the only big movie this weekend. There was also Cruella that came out in theaters, which.
That's not animated, is it?
No, it's a live action Cruella de Vil movie. Yeah. It had a weird release where it was half in theaters, half on Disney Plus for a $30 premium access fee. So that one did not make anywhere close to as much as A Quiet Place Part 2. It made $21.3 million this weekend, which, you know, in a normal time, it's hard to really tell which one would have made more money. But I think the fact that you could watch it at home for $30, it does mean that there are people that seriously take that under consideration. And as of now, Disney has plans to do the $30 release only with, Black Widow, the new Marvel movie, which in my opinion is a mistake and they should focus on theaters, but that one will have the $30 premium fee as well. There is also a Pixar movie coming out in June called Luca, and that one I believe is on Disney Plus for free as well as in theaters, so we'll see how that goes.
All right. Okay, theaters, I bet they're just counting down to the, for another 13 days then.
Yeah, no, they're definitely excited for that, and especially because it looks like there's a line of summer movies, big summer movies that are coming out. I mean, if you look over the next few weeks, you have the third Conjuring movie coming out this weekend. After that, you have the In the Heights movie. 2 weeks after that, you have the ninth Fast and Furious movie. So movies are finally back. It really feels like it. It feels like you're finally getting blockbusters that are making money and keeping theaters afloat.
Let me say this about Fast and Furious. John Cena. Mm-hmm. Who's in that movie?
Yeah.
Had to apologize to the Chinese government.
Yeah.
And in Chinese, he did it in Chinese. Because he said he used the word country when he was talking about Taiwan.
Yeah.
So he had to apologize to the Chinese government. Now, how much money do they make over in China?
A lot.
That's why.
Oh, yeah.
It's the whole
for
thing.
Sure.
And you know what? And John Cena, I'm not going to say anything about him. He was one of the many people from the WWE and that went over to visit the troops all the time. I'm not going to say anything about that, but I can just imagine the pressure that was put on him.
Yeah.
Because he called Taiwan a country.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy. It's why Nike, that's why all these people do it, NBA, there's just billions and billions and billions of dollars on the line there.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to take a quick break. We're here with Robert Burke, and we're talking movies. And June 15th, everything opens up because COVID is no longer a problem then. And that means you can go to the movies. And frankly, when it's only 25% capacity and you have to get online to see if you can get in, it becomes, I think, a problem. Though it's not a bad idea to get reserve seats anyway, if you enjoy doing those kind of things. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, local board of directors. It truly is a community bank. 3 branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, one at 1845 California Street here, and one in the Cobblestone Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. They are moving local dreams forward. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back with Robert Burke.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Compass Sports Cards, locally owned and operated at 1620 East Cypress Avenue across from Hill Collision Center, is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia with modern and vintage sports cards and collectibles. Compass Sports Cards features baseball, basketball, football cards, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards, open from 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Do you have a collection? Have it appraised at Compass Sports Cards before or after hours at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Call 355-2016 or stop by today and check us out on Facebook, Compass Sports Cards.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl with the Bach. It's 7:20 in the morning and is a whopping 75 already. It's going to go up today to, what'd you say, 104 today. So, not too bad. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at REU. Think about buying a electric car? REU has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. There, you know, I understand Ford by 2030, expect 40% of their cars are going to be electric. We're here with Robert Burke, and I held him over because he could be here a little bit longer today. He's going to get ready to graduate in 2 days. So, Robert, tell people about the movie you're working on.
The movie I'm working on is titled Sophia the Dealer and deals with a teenage girl who is a senior in high school and has to try to cover medical expenses for her ailing mother by drug dealing. And I've been working on it for a couple months. I started writing it back in October, started shooting it back in March, and I'm getting ready to really gear up for the summer and start
now,
putting pedal to the metal.
Are the people in your are the people that you're actors, are they all from high school?
Yeah, they're all people that I know either as friends or from the choir program. The same with the people who are on the crew.
Okay. And how long is this movie?
The script is 122 pages, so that's probably going to come out to about 2 hours.
Wow. So you just jump right into a two-hour movie, huh?
Yeah, it's the first feature film I've attempted to make.
So you've made other films?
I have short films, but definitely nothing to this scale before.
Now, Rene Perez, I don't know if you've heard of Rene, but he does all... constantly working. He does B movies. He operates right out of here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, he makes a very good living off that. He knows what kind of movies that he's making. Producers come to him. He's got 5 projects lined up right now.
Oh, wow.
He makes like 2 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And, but he does the cinematography, the editing, and the music himself.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that you're going to be doing?
The editing, yes. There, in terms of music, I will either be making it or finding it. The cinematography, I have a director of photography on set who is in charge of handling the camera because there's a lot of other things for a director to do on set, but I am responsible for crafting what the shot will look like and what a shot will represent and essentially communicating that to the director of photography to make happen.
Single camera.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he uses single camera.
Mm-hmm.
And you would, when you look at his movies, you would never know that the way it's edited is so smooth.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem he comes into is when, you know, somebody will say, well, show us your second and third camera shots.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if, you know, the different angles. So, but he goes out there and he takes different angles.
Yeah.
Shooting the same scene over again. But so this is a big undertaking.
Yeah.
2 hours.
Yeah, it's very long, and it's a lot of work, but it's definitely exciting.
So what are you going to do with it after that?
After that, I'll submit it to film festivals, and worst-case scenario, it's fairly easy to get a movie on Prime Video. So I just have to pay for closed captioning, and once I do that, I can get it on there and put it up for rental.
If you want to help Robert with this movie, how can they do that? Do you have a GoFundMe page or something like that?
I do not have a GoFundMe page, but if you find some way to get in contact with me, I would definitely be more than happy to take any donations that anybody would be able to make.
And if you can't get a hold of, well, how do they get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me through Instagram. My handle is robert.burke9. Or, you know,
do you have a
chat
Facebook
room
page
anywhere.
for the movie?
I do not, no.
Might be a good idea.
That would not be a bad idea, yeah.
The other way you can do it is if you go, well, yeah, I like to donate to him for this, for a local movie, is just get a hold of us here at the station and we'll put you in touch with him.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. And we're not going to be handling money, but we will get you find a way to get in touch with him. I have his email address also. So I'll just tell him that there's, and just leave a name and a number and he'll call you back.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. 2 hours, that's a pre, a movie that John Huston did that I just saw called The Red Badge of Courage. Have you ever seen that?
I have not, no.
You need to see that because John Huston said it was his most favorite work. And I mean, this is after the Maltese Falcon. This is after all of the Casablanca.
Mm-hmm.
And the studio, though, and Huston was gone shooting African Queen, decided that they didn't like it. And so they recut it down to 65 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And Audie Murphy, who was a star of this, tried to buy it and didn't buy it. So that's what came out. Huston and everybody in it was so disappointed. It's still a real powerful movie. And the original director's cut was lost.
Yeah.
So with you doing it yourself, you have final say over everything.
Yeah, that's what's nice. I don't have a producer to answer to. It's really just all me on everything. I get to make the decision on how I want things to go and how I want things to look. And it's definitely, it's great having that much creative control. It's also really stressful to try to organize so many people and try to organize certain places like this upcoming tomorrow and the day after and 2 days after that. I'm shooting at my high school. And coordinating that is just absolutely crazy because you need high school extras. You need to try to make sure that you have teachers advising you. You need to make sure that the actors and crew are all there. And it is a lot of stress. It's exciting, but it is a lot of stress.
Is everybody doing this for free?
The actors, I am paying as, like, small amounts of money. You know, I can't afford to pay them the 90-day per diem standard for the industry, but I can pay them a couple $100s, and it definitely helps with motivation to memorize lines and show up to set when I ask.
Okay, what rating is this going to get?
Rating as in?
PG.
Oh, it'll probably, purely because of language and possibly because of drug content as well, probably an R.
Whoa.
Rating.
Drug content.
Yeah, it's a movie about a drug dealer. So.
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh, okay, yeah. That's right, of course. Okay, buddy. Getting ready to graduate in 2 days?
Yes.
And are we going to see you through the summer?
Yes. Yes, but maybe not for the first couple of weeks because I will be heading out of town.
Okay.
Yeah.
Vacation time for everybody. Yes. Okay. Yes. And then and when are you going to leave?
I am leaving on August 20th. So
heading back east, right?
Yes, to Boston, Massachusetts.
Have you ever been to Boston?
I have not yet.
You like Boston?
Yeah. I hope I like it.
It's going to be a lot different.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah.
You know.
But it's coastal. It's right on the beach. Love that.
Not the same kind of beach.
I know.
Okay, buddy. Thank you so much, and have a great graduation, and good luck with your movie, and we'll be getting updates during the summer about the movie. So when should it be finished?
I am hoping to have it finished before I go off to college, so okay. I would expect middle of August.
Middle of August, are we going to have a showing?
I am not entirely sure yet. I would love to have a showing. I'm just not sure quite what the venue would be and how I could coordinate that, but I definitely would like to do that.
Maybe something at, like, Riverfront Playhouse. They might be able to give you, gratis that to let people come in and see your movie.
That would be cool.
Something like that.
That would be cool.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, congratulations and have a great graduation, Robert.
Thank you very much.
And we'll be seeing you during the summer then. Okay, buddy. All right. We're going to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show brought to you by friends over at Sleep Number. Yeah, Sleep Number is one of the highest, well, it is the highest rated mattress by Consumer Reports in two different mattresses they have there in their category, of course. And physical, people who get good quality sleep, more energy, better muscle mass, and improved muscle memory. Frankly, for me, it's for moods. Good quality sleep positively affects your emotional well-being for a greater sense of calm, happiness, and balance. And you can discover proven quality sleep during our Memorial Day sale. That's still going on. Save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed. Exclusive offers also available for military. Only at Sleep Number stores, which is in the Target Shopping Center. My Sleep Number setting is 45, and Linda's Sleep Number setting is 35. Our bed moves. We have it on the pedestal. If we can adjust the beds, it's going to, you know, it, when you can do that and you can read with a supported back, so, you know, you just feel better that way. And it also, the foot comes up, so it's, you're having less pressure on your back. Only at Sleep Number, Target Shopping Center. Go in and see any of the people in there. They're great people. Okay, we'll be right back after this with our doctor who's called in. He's already on the line, and we're going to be talking about vaccinations, why you should get vaccinations, and we have several questions about vaccinations.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians, so you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. There's been so much talk, of course, of vaccines or not. We have on the phone today with us Dr. Zaninka. Zaninka. Tell me how close I'm getting here, Doc.
That's pretty close. Ramiro Zuniga. Thank you.
Okay.
And good morning.
Good morning to you. And, you know, I realize you're in a tight schedule here, so let's just get right to it. The COVID-19 vaccines were put together pretty quick. FDA, they haven't gone through all the FDA testing. Why should we trust them?
Yes, that's a great question. And let me just put up front that all COVID-19 vaccines used in the U.S. were carefully evaluated in clinical trials and were authorized for use only after it was determined that they were safe and effective. Traditionally, it takes many years to develop vaccines, but we were able to get the vaccines into people's arms very quickly because of several factors. One is that we combine clinical trial phases get the vaccines evaluated faster. Also, a lot of this depends on how many cases are there, and because of the pandemic, there were so many cases that the studies could get data very quickly. And lastly, the U.S. government and other world governments heavily invested in building the capacity, so that took away the risk from the manufacturing companies, and they were able to start manufacturing vaccines while they were still seeking the emergency use authorizations. Not shortcuts were made, and safety, scientific, or ethical integrity were not compromised in the process.
Well, a lot of times they study them for years to see if there's any you know, something that shows up years later. Is that true?
Yes, correct. And we are still studying them. So under the monitoring systems that we have in the U.S., and after we have now over 50% of the U.S. population, including children and adults, vaccinated, we continue to monitor the vaccines. There are at least two different systems that patients and doctors use, and we continue to see what people and doctors report as side effects. And through those monitoring systems, we are very comfortable in saying that the vaccines are safe and they are effective.
Are we seeing the same level of reactions, negative reactions to this vaccine as you would others?
Yeah, I will compare this vaccine side effect similar, being somewhat similar to what we will get from the zoster vaccine, Shingrix vaccine. People get a sore arm. People get a little bit of a swelling or redness in the arm sometimes. And there are some other side effects that you may be familiar already because they are similar to what you usually get with the flu vaccine. A little bit of tiredness, headache, maybe muscle aches, or a little bit of joint pains. And they are perhaps a little bit more noticeable in younger people and more noticeable with the second dose.
If you've had COVID and already, and should you get the vaccine?
Absolutely. We know that the immunity that we get from getting COVID is not as strong as the immunity that we get from getting the vaccine. And also, it doesn't last as long. It's very important that once that you recover, once that you are better, your symptoms, your fever is gone, you should go ahead and get the vaccine.
I had a friend that, and this is anecdotal, of course, that had COVID hit him real hard. Ended up 2 days in the hospital, and then he got the vaccinations, and the second one put him down for 2 to 3 days. That's the only one I know of that type of reaction. I've had others that said they didn't have other reactions, but if you've already got the antibodies, can the vaccine hit you harder?
Yes, anecdotally, we have heard that people, if they get the vaccine within 2 weeks after recovering from COVID, the side effects may be a little bit stronger. And that is something that, again, anecdotally has been reported. And even if you did not have COVID, only about 1 in 10 people have side effects that are severe enough that they cannot do their usual activities like your friend did.
Okay, here's my big question. If we're fully vaccinated, why do I have to wear a mask? Why does Dr. Fauci say, oh, yes, you're fully vaccinated, but you've got to wear a mask in certain areas? Doesn't vaccination, kind of like the, flu and shingles and all these others, why doesn't nobody gives me restrictions after that. Why is there restrictions with COVID?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it's one that relates to what we call herd immunity. We are not at a point where the virus cannot find a person to infect. And because we have circulating variants, and those variants, as we call them, may have different levels of responsiveness to the different vaccines, and also because there may be people around us who are not yet vaccinated, particularly children under 12, or people whose immune system is compromised. They may be under treatment for cancer or an immune disease that does not allow their system to respond as well to the vaccination. We are meant to protect those people, and we are still a little bit concerned that even though the risk is minimal, we could still get COVID and perhaps transmit it in very low risk is a given, but in crowded situations when people around us may not be fully vaccinated. Once that we are comfortable that we have reached herd immunity, and we heard already that the CDC has relaxed the mask rules as of last month, and California will relax them as of the 15th of this month, then we will have additional freedoms, and we could probably stop using the mask in more settings.
I was just at a rodeo. We have rodeo up here, and there was 6,000 people there, and I didn't see anybody wearing a mask. Is it safer outside?
Definitely. The virus is transmitted through the air. As we cough, as we breathe, as we speak loudly, we release what we call droplets, and those little pieces of saliva of our breathing moisture is where the virus flies into the air and goes to others. Being outdoors is a huge protection because we have the wind, the droplets go away faster, and you are at a significantly lower risk.
You know, these new there's coming up with new strains of COVID, as you know. They've even been given alpha designations now. Will the COVID vaccine shot that I got protect me from the one that comes from South Africa?
Yes, we know that the vaccines that we have right now are very effective, although not 100%. They are very effective against the variants that are circulating right now. We do not know if that effectiveness is 100% or very high for all the variants, and that is an issue that is being investigated. And the manufacturing companies and the CDC and others are studying right now if we need to get booster shots sometime in the future.
Yeah, we get flu shots every year, those who get flu shots. Okay, two last questions because I know you've got things lined up. If you don't get vaccinated, what will happen?
Yes, if you do not get vaccinated, you will need to continue to follow those precautions that you have been following until now. You need to continue to wear masks, continue to wash your hands very carefully after touching any surfaces or shaking hands with others. You also need to be aware that you will continue to be at risk of getting COVID and getting the complications from COVID and even death, which is unfortunate, but we have over 500,000 people in the U.S. dying from COVID complications. Also, if a lot of people do not get vaccinated, we may not be able to end the pandemic. Many people will continue to get COVID, and we will continue to see many hospitalizations and deaths, which is very unfortunate.
Okay.
COVID-19, go ahead.
No, go on, finish up, because I have one last question.
Yeah, COVID-19 vaccination is an important tool to help start the pandemic and be able to return to normal.
Okay. Here it is. I've seen colleges that are saying you've got to be vaccinated before you come to college. There's airlines that have said if you're going to work for us, you've got to be vaccinated. Do you see a problem with individual rights and corporations and schools saying you must be vaccinated?
I'd rather stay away from that topic, if you don't mind, Carl. What is being reported in the news is that the government has clarified that individual private property owners have the right to put the rules for the clients that go into their business. But I'd rather leave that.
Okay. So if it's private property and it's a private business, they can do that. But there's, of course, a lot of people that are fearing that there will be a blanket vaccination, everybody has to get back. Doctor, thank you so much for your time, because the big thing is talking about that, the background behind COVID and why people should, why there's, even though it was brought quickly, there was, because so many cases, so much study could be done on it, and it is something, in your opinion, and many others, that are trusted.
Thank you, Carl, and to everybody, please get vaccinated. I did. It's not a big deal. Very mild side effects.
Thank you. Got vaccinated. It wasn't a big deal, but it's a big deal to some people. Okay, thank you so much, Doctor, for joining us. And tell Polly
Have
thanks.
A great day.
You bet. Okay, we're going to take a break. The vaccination thing is this. I got vaccinated. Linda got vaccinated. My friends have gotten vaccinated. Do all my friends get vaccinated? No. But, I hope they don't think less of me, because I don't think less of them. Vaccination is something that's your body. It's your body. My concern is that you have rules being made, like the doctor said. You didn't want to get into it because it's private business where or school that says you must be vaccinated. Private schools can do that. Can the University of California, a state school, state-funded, state taxpayer-funded, can they say you must be vaccinated? I have not seen that yet, but then again, the summer hasn't been over yet, and students haven't really started going back to school, so we'll see. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Horst owns Crackmaster. He's had it for well over 20 years. There's nobody that knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Horst. He's not going to take a chance with your safety. He'll fix a chip that can turn into a crack, or a crack over 2 feet in length. And he can fix it in such a way that he guarantees it for life. Yeah, I had him fix one now, 12, 13 years ago, an 8-inch crack in my windshield, and it hasn't gotten any bigger, and you can't see it. That is professional workmanship. To get a free consultation, give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 South Market Street. It's a better-known business, my friends. We'll be right back.
Vaccine, I'm begging of you, please don't hesitate. Vaccine, because once you're dead, then that's a bit too late.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 14.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet, and starting on Saturday, June 22nd at 8 a.m., I'll be hosting a new weekly California Adventure District radio show. There are so many great things happening in our region, and I'll be bringing them all to you every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. I'll have guests from our 12 surrounding counties, including Humboldt, Siskiyou, Trinity, Lassen, Mendocino, and many more. You will be able to plan for a great summer and fall right here in the California Adventure District. Join me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time. You get me every time.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Please tell the phone, don't be cruel to who heart is true.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:51 in the morning. It's 78 degrees, 104 today, my friends, 104. Something to look forward to. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Huber has been doing this for close to 20 years. He has been a very much a supporter in our community. But even better, he does wonderful work. He's an artist when it comes to granite and slate and marble. He can design the kitchen the way you like it, what you want. He'll bring you down to his shop, and he's got all types of granite, marble, and slate in there. You can pick what you want to go into your kitchen or bathroom or any other place you have around the house. He works by appointment only, and for a free consultation, give him a phone call at 241-STONE or hit his website at estategranite.com. Okay. Gosh, I don't even know where to start. We're at 70 days without a... I'm just keeping track of it. 70 days without a interview with the vice president on the border. Not one interview. And she did visit the border, the Canadian border. And, you know, we're having a lot of trouble with those Canucks. They are, you know, they're fighting. They're lining up. They're storming across our northern border. It's one of the big problems that's just, you know, again, the media is ignoring this, that the millions and millions of Canadians that are pushing their way across the border. I don't think there's millions of Canadians. Is there a million Canadians, period? yeah, there is. I was just kidding. Yeah, they have more than a million. But she hasn't been down to the border yet. You have to ask yourself why. Now, the other things is you got to ask yourself a question. Why did Mr. Biden tell the Russians it was okay for them to build a pipeline to bring oil into other countries? And why did he shut down our pipeline? I'm not quite sure what the difference is. If he's worried about the environment and he's worried about all these other things, mainly it's big money and other interests that got a hold of him. then why give the go-ahead for one of our, as arguably one of our biggest concerns in the world, Russia and China? Why give them more money? You know, Putin's economy is not great. This just adds, you know, hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars into their economy for a country that said many years ago, we will bury you. And I have not seen them come back and say, nah, that was Khrushchev. We were just kidding. They haven't said that. So why is that done? You know, the fact that he called, you know, when he called Texans and other people that were raising, opening up their states, as Gavin Newsom's going to do June 15th, but they opened it up several months ago. They were Neanderthals. Well, since then, we've discovered that, no, they're not Neanderthals, and they've got businesses going like crazy. They've had, you know, no deaths in the state. I mean, they had one day, there was just no deaths in Texas. On June 15th, Gavin Newsom is going to open up the state of California. I have to ask myself, and I wasn't going to ask the doctor because, you know, it's a political question. What is so special about June 15th? Have I missed something in here? What is so special about June 15th that makes everything okay? Why not June 1st? Why not yesterday? What is the difference between the 1st and the 15th? And I thought, well, maybe it's because all the schools will be out. And because he's owned by the teachers union, among other things, among other assets out there. So I'm thinking, okay, well, school's out, so now we can open up. We can open up the state. Opening up the state is kind of like being where we are right now, I get a feeling. But as we heard from Robert Burke on the 15th, the movie theaters will be open then instead of be limited to 25%. That means Cascade Theater can open. That means the Civic Auditorium can open. So we can start having shows in there. We can start having theater again. We can start having musical events again. So, you know, thank goodness for that. The question is, can Gavin shut it down again? Is there that question? And the answer to that is yes, he can shut it down again. Will he use the same wrong decisions by treating Shasta County, Tehama County, Modoc County, Trinity County? Will he be treating us like Los Angeles, which of course was a huge mistake? The county should be able to make up their minds on this, be able to follow their own directions. And then if the people in the county start having, you know, bad and adverse reactions, then we can, you know, start tightening the screws down. If it comes to that, the fact is that the mistakes that Gavin Newsom has made handling COVID, everything from decisions on a Monday to shut down every restaurant that day at noon on a Monday with no warning, to go into, after telling everybody they could not go out, could not go to restaurants, and then he goes to one. And it wasn't just a, it wasn't just like a taco bar in, Sacramento. It was the French Laundry, which takes a year to get into, and the plates there cost $900 for a dinner. He goes there with his friends in a closed atmosphere. And so when you see things like this, you and people, and that's just COVID. Those are kind of like really, the French Laundry is a minor thing. Not even hardly mentioned it, except he doesn't follow his own rules because he's one of those elite. And we have that. We have the elite in the bureaucracy that nothing, you know, their sense of hubris is just unbelievable. It doesn't count for me. It doesn't mean I have to do it. It's just for you that you have to do it. But his mismanagement of the economy, the fact that, you know, they can say anything they want, but we lost a Congress, we lost a member of the House of Representatives for the first time ever because people are leaving California. And who are leaving California? It's like our listeners out there, people who have jobs or they're retired with a good income or they have businesses and they're willing to move that business to another state or they're willing to sell the business and move to another state and work there. You can't replace those people. You can't replace the thousands and thousands of retired people that live in California and they move someplace, you're losing your tax base. Well, let's then tax the big businesses. We're losing big business. Excuse me. It's only a matter of time that they start reaching down in our pockets. And how do they do that? Raising the gas tax again. Oh, yeah. Gas tax again. Raised in July. There are places down in Southern California, it's in Beverly Hills, but still over $6 a gallon for gas. And where does it say it's legal to charge $68 for a box of 50 rounds of 38 special target ammunition? $68 a box. How can I tie that into Gavin Newsom? I don't know, except I'm sure he has something to do with it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to have Reading Police Chief Bill Shuler and Mike Murphy, one of his officers.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. A ransomware attack on the world's largest meat processing company disrupted production around the globe just weeks after a similar incident shut down a U.S. oil pipeline. JBS says it has made significant progress in dealing with the cyber attack and expects the vast majority of its plants, including here in the U.S., to be operating today. Former U.S. cybersecurity director Chris Krebs told NBC's Today that the recent attacks show the need for a recovery plan.
It's clear that every company out there needs to absolutely improve their security posture, but most importantly, their business disruption processes.
Yes. Russian hackers are suspected, and the FBI is investigating. New York City is celebrating a milestone in the fight against COVID-19. Mayor Bill de Blasio says the city's virus positivity rate has declined to less than 1%.
You know the famous phrase, what have you done for me lately? Well, I'll tell you what vaccinations have done for us lately. We have the lowest positivity rate we've ever had since this crisis began.
The Senate's top Republican negotiator on infrastructure, Senator Shelley Moore Capito, will meet with President Biden in the Oval Office this afternoon. The White House says time is running out to strike a bipartisan deal. Veteran politician Isaac Herzog has been elected as Israel's president. An anonymous vote was held among the 120 members of the Knesset. Tragedy in Los Angeles, where an off-duty firefighter went to his station house and shot two co-workers, killing one. L.A. County Fire Chief Darrell Osby.
I stand here with a heavy heart, and today is truly a sad day and a tragic day for the Los Angeles County Fire Department.
Looking at Wall Street's numbers, the Dow is ahead by 79 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Over 10 years ago, we realized how important saving family memories was, and we wanted to help. Legacy Box started from that passion and has now helped over 850,000 families digitally preserve their film reels, VHS tapes, and photos. Hi, I'm Nick.
And I'm Adam. What started with the two of us in a garage is now over 200 trained professionals. Legacy Box is a safe and secure way to put all your favorite family memories on an easy-to-view digital format like a thumb drive, DVD, or the cloud.
We ship you a sturdy Legacy Box to fill with all your outdated media, safety barcodes to track your items throughout the process, and a prepaid mailing label. Legacy Box has been featured by Good Morning America and The Today Show. Not bad for two kids in a garage.
That's true, Nick. And here's the best part. We always wanted to make it affordable to preserve your entire collection. So we're offering 40% off.
Go to legacybox.com/LBOX to take advantage of this exclusive offer. That's legacybox.com/LBOX to save 40%. Legacybox.com/LBOX.
The United States has formally ended the policy forcing asylum seekers to wait in Mexico.
The Biden administration formally ended the Trump-era migrant protection protocols Tuesday, doing away with the policy that forced asylum seekers to wait in Mexico for hearings in U.S. immigration court. The shift was announced by Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas in a 7-page memo. The policy had returned about 70,000 asylum seekers to Mexico from January 2019 until Biden's first day in office this year. Representative John Katko of New York, the top Republican on the House Homeland Security Committee, called the move a very serious mistake. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Democrats held on to an open seat in yesterday's special election in New Mexico, Melanie Stansberry was elected to Congress with a campaign closely tied to the Biden administration. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston. Zoom is still booming, raising prospects that the video conferencing service will be able to sustain its pandemic-fueled momentum.
Some signs for optimism emerge in the company's latest quarterly earnings report. Zoom's stock had slumped recently as the easing pandemic lessened the need for virtual meetings. However, the stock rose 3% in extended trading after the quarterly numbers came out. Both Zoom's revenue and profit for the February to April quarter surpassed analysts' projections. On the downside, Zoom added its lowest number of large business subscribers since before the start of the pandemic. Zoom still raised its revenue projection for the rest of the year. Jeremy House reporting.
Texas Republicans are pressing ahead with their push for election reform after Democratic lawmakers walked out of the state House chamber to block the measure. Republican Governor Greg Abbott plans to call a special legislative session. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. With Carl and Linda Bott, it is 8:05 in the morning here on the 2nd of June. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts there. It is just, and I'll steal Jared's thunder here, it is leave work early today, right? Or something that like is, that.
Leave the office early today.
Yeah, leave the office early today. So if some of your officers are checking off the net early, that's because they're just trying to support this another one of these national days. So what's the weather look like, buddy?
It is currently 78 degrees. Today we have a excessive heat warning until 9 p.m. tonight. Today is going to be a high of 104 with a low of 68. Tomorrow, a high of 104, a low of 68. Friday, a high of 101, a low of 66. And on Saturday, a high of 101 and a low of 63.
Okay. Well, the wait a minute. I can do that. Oh. Which one are you on, Blue? Tell me when.
There's no, now it's better.
Okay. Oh, yeah, there's no.
I think it might have been I didn't have your mic on until
but that
after
was
the
that, but
weather.
He was turned down, too, over here. So somebody turned him down. Okay, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, better-known business out of Anderson. Great customer service there, discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. So today, Redding Police Chief Bill Schuler, and he brought with him Mike Murphy. And I don't know what your rank is.
I'm crime analyst with the Redding Police Department.
Oh, crime analyst with the Redding Police Department. Okay. And we're going to get to you in a little bit. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's been a couple months.
Has it been that long?
Yeah, last month you had one of your officers come in here, and we, it was really interesting. Some of the things he was talking about, a lot of things about recruiting and the problems that every police department is facing right now.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. The hiring and recruiting is our biggest challenge right now. Well, in excess of 10% of our staff, we have 12 vacancies as of today in our department, and we're just having a really hard time recruiting and having folks actually pass a background test. Or background check. It's really, really difficult for them. And I don't know if it's a generational thing, but the majority are passing based on honesty questions and not being full disclosure about what they did in their past. And then by the time it gets to, a polygraph examination, like, oh, well, I didn't disclose this, and then at that point we're done. So,
yeah,
it's really.
What's kicking them on the besides not being truthful, which is a big thing. What's kicking them on the background investigation?
It's mostly that. It's they may have had some drug use in their teenage years or earlier in their life that they're embarrassed about. They don't want to talk about.
Okay. And it's not that it was not that it's illegal or they can get in trouble for it, but they're afraid to say that I used heavy amounts of marijuana when I was in college.
Or maybe I tried cocaine once, or whatever it may be. That's not necessarily a disqualifier anymore. We look at them on a case-by-case basis, time that's passed, how old they were, things like that. And I tell these guys when they and girls when they come to an interview with me before we start the background, just be honest. Tell us about your past. Have you ever been contacted with police? Talk about drug use. All of these things. Most of those we can overcome. There rarely is somebody, a police officer candidate, that has such an egregious past that we're not going to be able to get there. But when they're not truthful about it with me or with their background investigator and then their answers on their poly are different or they can't get past the polygraph examination, that's when we start having problems.
Well, you know, even in the Marine Corps, you ask new recruits, have you ever experimented with marijuana?
Yeah.
And that's, you know, or drugs. Answer it truthfully and if it, you know, right. When it was and all this. And you can get by that. And if you're a junior enlisted in the Marine Corps and you get popped for marijuana, you get another chance.
Right.
You move up the ranks. No. You know that rule.
Right.
So it's like anything. It's like the background investigation for people when they're trying to get a concealed carry. We implore people that when you get the interview, that you just tell the truth. If you had a DUI 10 years ago, trust me, it's going to be there.
Right.
So just tell them.
Yeah. Truthfulness is the core of the job that we do. If we can't hire people that aren't truthful, or if we hire someone that's not truthful, they can't testify in court. You know, their reports can't be trusted. Everything they say or do can't be trusted. So if you're not truthful with us, you're not going to be employed by us.
And even when you do get people, you find them, okay, they passed the background, they passed the physical, they can write, you know, their own name.
Psychological
exam. Test. One of the psych tests we gave for our operators that were doing direct action missions is they asked us, it was one of the things is, can you pull the trigger? And the bigger question was, can you stop?
Right.
Because it was, you know, you're doing precise shooting or precision shooting. The people have gotten through that and afterwards have gone bizarre.
Yeah. I mean, that's why we have such an exhaustive training process. After you get through all of the hiring portion of our recruiting and hiring section, you get through background, you get through your psych exam, you get through a polygraph, you go through all these things, medical and physical, drug screen. Then you go through, if you haven't been to an academy, a 6-month academy, and ethics and all those core functions, decision making, are just super important and hammered upon. And some people make it through the academy, some don't. And then you come back here and you do a 6-month, very rigorous training program. And right now we're averaging around 40% success rate of those that we hire being successfully completing that field training program and moving on and becoming a full-time, you know, solo police officer. 40%.
I know. You know, when you said that to me the first time, I went, wow.
Yeah.
Well, when I was a member of the California Highway Patrol Advisory Board, they came up with this one day and said they had, because they start out with thousands of people.
They do.
And by the time they get through it all, everything that you do,
mm-hmm.
and they get them down to the class, they had 40% not make it through the class. And so my question was, why is that? Well, you know, we're taking a look at it, and we're seeing most of it is because, believe it or not, driving. They couldn't drive fast. So they were bringing in other officers so to see, well, are we making this too tough? You know, because, you know, a lot of young people don't get their – they didn't earn their spurs driving when they were 15 and 16,
sure.
racing the back roads of Shasta County. And it was kind of like, how can you lose 40% after this? The answers I thought were not, I mean, they just didn't make sense.
Yeah.
You know, when you have something like that, you need to bring an outside source in to take a look at the whole thing. Yours is different.
Yeah.
Yours is, you've got them through post. It's just when you get them back here.
Right.
Some people would just say, I don't want to do this.
Yeah. And back when I went through the academy, you hit the 16 or 17 week mark, and if things weren't working out, they just bounced you down the road and went to the next guy. But we don't look at it that way now. We have a very robust field training program, and so if someone's not being successful with one training officer, we may move them to another. Sometimes it's a personality conflict. Sometimes it's a training style. So we'll try and give people extra chances. We'll try and work with them and try and go, you know, fix these issues that they're not responding to training on. And if ultimately we may go 20, 23 weeks into a program with somebody new before we decide to make that decision, they're just not responding, they're not going to get there, and this isn't the right career for them, at least with us.
Yeah, well, I mean, that happens, and because you can't settle.
No, and a lot of these issues are officer safety issues where they're just not, they just don't have that core functionality of understanding how to keep themselves safe and their partners safe. And we're not going to take that risk. It's a huge risk to themselves, and it's a risk to the officer standing next to them. So we just have to move on.
Let's go to the phones. We got a question before the break. Christian, you have a question for Chief Shuler.
Yes, sir. First off, Chief, I want to thank you and all law enforcement for their service. It's an incredibly difficult job, just, you know, mind-boggling at times. However, that said, I do have a couple of questions. Chief, when are we going to get body cams installed, number one? Number two, when is the RPD going to issue a correct statement on the alleged assault that happened between Nathan Blaze and Carlos Zapata? And number three, you know, sir, could you dispel a little bit of the impression that there is this hard line between blue and the rest of society, and that either you support blue or you're the enemy? And, sir, once again, thank you so much, and I'll take my answers on the air. Thank you.
Thanks. And you know what? I need to take a break here because this is going to take a while on these. And so, Christian, thanks a lot for calling and good questions. 8:15 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. If that, you know, all of a sudden you realize it was your wife's birthday today, run down there. Trust me, they will take care of you. Or that your anniversary has snuck up on you, or Valentine's Day. Go down and talk to Rebecca. She'll say, can you show me the display case that has, you know, has Carl's name on it for mistakes, like I'm sorry things? And there's a whole great selection of jewelry in there. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Great jewelry, great prices. And, right across the street from Sierra Gibbs. We'll be right back with Reading Police Chief Bill Shuler.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. During our Memorial Day sale, save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed Queen, now $1,799, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building.
Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Here we are, 8:20 in the morning, about 80 degrees, going up to 104 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. Why do I love this car wash? First of all, it's right down the street from me. It's on the corner of Market and Eureka. It's right next to Dutch Bros. The Dutch Bros gets a free plug on that one. And if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get one free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. It's been around, can you believe this, for about 100 years. Since there were cars in Reading, there was a car wash, and Quick and Clean was that car wash. Brushless cleaning of your car, people are always friendly, they wipe down your car, they say thank you. I mean, that's kind of cool. You know, after they finish wiping down my truck out there, and it's 100 degrees, and they're sweaty, and they say, well, thank you. I mean, that's cool. Quick and Clean Car Wash, my friends. I'm here with Chief Bill Schuler, Reading Police Department Chief Bill Schuler, and Mike Murphy, who is a crimes analysis person. And there were a couple questions by Christian. The first one was about body cams.
Yeah, so body cameras is a constant evaluation process for me and my department, my staff. We're always looking at them, weighing the benefits with the negative side effects of body cameras. They're not the panacea that some make them out to be, but the significant issue with body cameras for me is the cost. And the cost is the cameras themselves are relatively reasonable, but the data storage is significantly expensive. We have 111 authorized positions. So you imagine an officer working a 10 or 12 hour shift. They're responding to a dozen calls a day, so those cameras are on repeatedly, continuously, almost for an entire day. And then you start trying to figure out how to store all that data, and it's in the hundreds of thousands per year to store that data. And then on top of that, you have to have that data available for court cases, so it has to be managed. It has to be put together in a way that can be used for the district attorney's office and for court. And then it has to be available for Public Records Act requests, for subpoenas, for things like that. And a lot of those require redaction. So we have to redact out victims, their faces. We have to redact out addresses. If we're videotaping inside someone's home, let's say on a domestic violence call, we have to redact that out. That requires software and hardware and significant man hours. So I put together kind of an estimate of what it would cost the city of Reading to go to a body camera system for a department our size, based on talking to other departments that have them, looking at their budgets. We're about $750,000 to $1 million a year, and it's just money I don't have in my budget. And I think if we talk to the general public and say, hey, you have $1 million to spend in the police department, where do you want to spend? Do you want to buy body cameras or do you want more cops? And I think the ultimate is we need more cops. We need to be able to keep our city safe. So that's where I'm leaning at this point. At some point that may change legislatively. It may, the money or the staffing may become available. Who knows? But it's a bigger thing than just getting a camera and shoving it on somebody's uniform. It's a significant.
You know, one of the things you mentioned and that I've read about it, and one of the other things is once you start it, 5 years from now, somebody can come in because of a case and ask for every hour or every video that has anything to do with that one policeman.
Yeah, and we have those now without body cameras.
Okay.
And so we have public records act requests from media outlets that say, I want video for this officer-involved shooting for 5 years ago. Because really, about 99% of our incidents are on video, or officer-involved shootings anyway, are on video of some sort or another, either surveillance video, somebody's cell phone camera, whatever. They're always on video anyway. And so we still have to provide that video, but we still have to go through the same redaction process we would if it was our own video. And sometimes that's going to fall on this guy standing next to me, and sometimes we're going to have to hire somebody outside the department to affirm to go do that for us.
And I mean, it comes right down to it. It's the money thing that it,
money,
you know,
time.
Frankly,
yeah.
For me, and I think a lot of people would say, I've got $1 million I can either spend on these body cams, or I can put 3 or 4 more officers on the street. What do you want?
Yeah. Well, 5 more cops.
That was easy. More cops. That was easy.
Yeah.
And speaking of the guy next to you, Mike Murphy, good morning.
Good morning.
And you are the
crime analyst for the Reading Police Department.
And what is that?
So it allows me, or my position is where I can look at data and not just report it to the state or to the feds like I used to.
Uh-huh.
I can go beyond that now, analyze the data, look for crime trends, dig deeper into cases. So, for example, a CSO came to me talking about, well, I keep taking these reports on catalytic converter thefts.
Mm-hmm.
So in the past, if somebody had requested that information, I'd pull up, you know, the raw numbers, give that to them, and that'd be the end of what I could do. Now I can dig into those cases, look at days of the week, time of day, try to do some analysis on if there are trends occurring, and if so, where we can redirect our resources.
Okay, so you're like the intel officer then.
A little bit.
When the information is gathered, now you've got to make some sense out of what's happening so you can be a little more proactive with these things. Do you have like an all-source information center? Intel Center?
Well, we have a record management system that I use. We just recently upgraded from a 30-year-old computer system, so it makes it a little easier.
Mm-hmm.
The thing with record management systems is they're great for storing data. They're not so great for doing searches or queries on, you know, more specific things.
Okay.
So it takes a little time to analyze that.
You can get trends, though.
You can, yes, but it's still pulling that data from our system, and it's still somewhat of a manual process.
So okay.
Think of a spreadsheet, mm-hmm. and you know, look reading case by case to understand some of the data.
You mentioned catalytic converters.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like that's a big thing going on right now.
It is.
I didn't realize that.
And especially if you drive a Toyota Prius.
Yes.
If you're and those things cost like $4,000, don't they?
Very expensive.
Can you? I mean, people. I see some spots are even starting to mark the converters.
Yeah.
To try and slow down the theft of it.
Yeah, I've seen some other departments partnering with, like Roseville, I think, is partnering with Les Schwab, where they're doing this catalytic converter marking,
mm-hmm.
Putting an owner-identified number on catalytic converters to assist with recovery down the road. So I think it's an interesting idea that we may look at.
I had no idea it was such a big business there. So wonder if people just drop underneath the car and pull it out?
Yeah, use a Sawzall, cordless Sawzall, just cut it right off. It's crazy.
I know people that said, oh, well, I don't care if you take my catalytic converter, I get much better mileage.
Yeah.
So I was going to have a business.
Your engine will throw a lot of codes and it won't run very well.
Well, anyway.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to you, Chief, because there was one other question in here that the Zapata Pinckney caper, as I call it.
Yes.
I don't even know how to begin this, except, and people who listen to the show know this is my opinion. One guy throwing a punch, another guy throwing a punch. Nobody, you know, and it ends up in the police department.
Right. Yeah, it's one of those cases that normally would get handled by a patrol officer. It's a misdemeanor case. It is, but because of the political overtones, the allegations that were being made, I tasked a couple of our detectives to work on that case, recover all the surveillance video, interview employees and patrons of the restaurants and establishments. And they did quite a bit of work on this case. Unfortunately, by them spending 2 days working on this case, that's 2 days they're not working on rape cases, major assault cases, cold case homicides, you name it. And in the end, this was basically misdemeanor conduct. We put out a press release that summarized it. We did a summary press release for a reason. We didn't want to identify locations, even though most people know where they are. We don't want to give specifics to a case because that's how you influence juries.
Yes.
We want to maybe very, very broad about what happened. I don't agree with the LA Times reporter. In fact, we talked to her and had a very curt conversation with her about the things that she's saying and reporting. And she won't be calling the police department anymore for information. So I stand
and don't
by
the drive through the city of Reading.
Yeah, I stand by the press release that our detective division released. And frankly, we're done talking about it. I don't have anything to correct. The case is at the DA's office. DA Bridget and her staff will make a decision on whether to prosecute anyone in that case. And other than that, we'll let her be, she can make a decision on releasing video or anything else like that when it gets to, when she makes that decision.
What I would recommend to people is that you wait till the whole thing comes out.
Yeah,
and there's going to be, I think there's going to be a couple of surprises in there, but now, DA Bridget has to assign people to this case when we've got rape cases, assault cases, mayhem cases, and they have to go over because two guys threw a punch at each other.
Yeah, she's got a misdemeanor team that'll get to this one when they get to it, like the others. They've got a lot of misdemeanor cases to go through since most crimes now are misdemeanors, unfortunately, as we've talked about many times.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. And I'll quickly say this, that, and we talked about it a little bit before, and there's, questions after that. People we teach in our concealed carry class, the answers used to be, why are you taking the class? And they varied. They varied. Hey, it's my right under the Second Amendment. Absolutely right. But for the last few years, it always comes down to self-defense, protecting my home, protecting my family, protecting me.
Yes.
And we had one of the people in the classes yesterday who was a victim of something. The good thing is you all got there in time after somebody that was nailed with an iron pipe, and they're still in jail. Thank God for that. But you could, when she talked about it to me, the fear she had of somebody can just do this. They could have killed my father like this. And that's where it's coming from.
Yeah, and we can't be everywhere at one time. We have an average of 7 officers on patrol at any one time, and response times that vary from 8 minutes to, can be multiple hours or all day, depending on the type of call it is. So, having somebody that is properly trained, has a concealed carry permit, knows how to use a firearm, I think that's a good thing.
I think it's a good thing, too.
Protect themselves.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell has two divisions in her company, financial management and also her insurance company. She can help you on both. If you have questions about your 401 or your retirement plan, things have changed a lot over the last few years, Judy will give you all a free review and evaluation to see if you're going in the right direction, or if you're having problems getting homeowners insurance because of fire danger. She has helped so many people do that. Call Judy Maxwell at 221-0441 or stop by at 1378 Hilltop Drive. She's been helping people since 1993. We'll be right back with Reading Police Department.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Reading Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Celebrate the Papa Bear in your life. The popular Big Daddy Burger is back at Black Bear Diner. This massive burger sports two 10-ounce patties and a 6-inch sesame seed bun. Add two onion rings, a fried egg, bacon, cheese, pickles, lettuce, tomato, mayo, and dressing, and, well, you've got a burger challenge. Want the Big Daddy but can't tackle the mountain? Try the new Little Daddy. Get both this month only at Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Reading, or order for carryout or delivery at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 at 1460 AM.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuentes Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper, and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading. This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuentes Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper, and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Welcome back to Pre-Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lund. About 8:36 in the morning here on the 2nd. 80 degrees out there, going up to 104 today, my friends. And this portion of the show brought to you by Powerhouse Solar. They are an elite dealer for SunPower. Solar energy makes financial sense, and now you may qualify to get up to 26% federal tax credit. You can get the SunPower, SunVault battery, and solar with financing. Yeah, with financing. Keeping the lights on. If you're out in PG&E country, you know what's going to happen this summer. You just count on it. You just know it's going to happen with the rolling brownouts and everything. I'm surprised that, you know, they just say, oh, it's summer, it's over 100 degrees, let's just cut the power right now, and we'll turn it on in 6 hours. That's not part of the read I'm making. That was just a personal side there. But if you are thinking about it, go to Powerhouse Solar, locally owned, locally operated. Give them a call at 275-5600, 275-5600, Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Reading Police Chief Bill Schuller and Mike Murphy, who is the crime analysis of analyst, I should say, of the Reading Police Department, but also the social media guy. And I heard something called the Battle of the Badges.
Yeah.
What is that?
So Battle of the Badges is us having a friendly competition against the Reading Fire Department. So we want to encourage people to donate blood on June 15th. And we thought it might be a fun way to get publicity out there about it by poking fun at the Reading Fire Department and then poking fun at us.
I think better if y'all just played rugby. You know, give, you know, play rugby, give blood. Okay. So how do, what's this going to look like, poking fun?
So we released our first post yesterday, kind of accusing them of throwing the cats into the trees that, you know.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. Okay, that got a lot of, I passed that one on. It got a lot of response.
And we appreciate that. So we may or may not be going to a fire station in the near future with a couple officers and doing some fire training, which, you know, might involve taking some pictures of them sleeping on recliners or eating ice cream or maybe washing a fire truck.
Combing their hair.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Combing their Xbox.
There was a comedian that came in several years ago for the Italian festival they used to have down in the Anderson Fairgrounds. And he was a cop. And he started telling firemen jokes. And, I mean, they are hilarious. You know, even down to the sound that the sirens make. You know, the difference between police and fire. You know, wah, wah, wah. So, but you know what? They're not ones just to stand by. So have they started issuing theirs yet?
A little bit. Internally so far. I expect that we'll see a response from them on social media soon. But we're very fortunate to have a really good working relationship with them and from the chief on down, and they're very supportive of this idea.
So the end result, though, is for people to give blood.
Correct. So
how does that play into this?
Well, people can make an appointment online through Vitalant on June 15th, or they can do a walk-in. So it's going to be held at the community center, which is right next to the city council chambers. And the blood donations took a big hit during COVID. So
yes, yeah.
We're trying to help encourage.
We've had the
that.
Blood people in here, the blood, and yeah, you're absolutely right.
So yeah, you donate a pint of blood and say you want to go towards RPD or RFD, and then we see who wins at the end.
I mean, ideally, okay. RPD, not RFD.
Yeah, so. don't give it to the fire department.
Correct.
Well, of course, now I got to have equal time getting the fire department in there talking about that. I can't wait to hear what they're saying. I'm sure Heavenly Donuts is going to have something to do with it.
Oh, I'm sure.
Okay. Social media, how important is that with public agencies, but especially the police department?
I definitely see its value now. When I was voluntold to help with the social media for our department about 6 years ago by then Sergeant Schuler, I did not have a social media presence at all, personally. And he came in and said, I need your Facebook account information because you're going to help me do social media. And I said, I don't do Facebook. I don't do social media. He said, well, you do now, so give me that information. We had about 3,000 followers at the time, so it was me posting conservatively, kind of getting a feel for it, and since then, our social media has grown. We have assembled a team of staff members that assist with it, but I mean...
This is like an additional duty.
Yes.
For people.
It is, yeah. And I...
Not their primary duty.
No.
Okay.
As a civilian, I really didn't know what approach to take. Mm-hmm. But when I started doing ride-alongs and really getting out there with officers and seeing that I work for a department that has men and women who put their lives on the line every day to protect this community, I knew I wanted to tell those stories. I wanted to highlight those people. So that was a big inspiration for me.
You want to be inspired. You know, if you've got any questions about what it takes to be a policeman or a woman, go on ride-alongs. You're more than welcome. You go down when they have their when everybody checks in, roll call, and you get you go out with somebody. And even if it's a slow night, it's not a slow night. I mean,
rarely do we have a slow night. Yeah.
But I mean, something as simple as stopping somebody that's driving down the road on a bicycle in the dark. Wearing a pack. And it's when they ask the question, you ever been arrested? And yes, I'm on probation and all this kind of stuff. It's just amazing to see back at that time how much, as I was told, a lot of drugs were moving through town and on bicycles.
Yeah, absolutely. It's it changed my perception of their job. It helped me with my job. It helped me to do better social media posts. And I'm very fortunate to be working under Chief Shuler, where he's given me a freedom to, you know, if I want to go out with the neighborhood police unit because they're reading the kids, I can film that and post about that. If I want to do 24 hours with RPD and do a post every hour for 24 hours, he's given me the freedom to do that, to tell the story of what's going on in our department. So
does that include photos?
I'm sorry?
Includes photos, too.
Photos,
right?
Video. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So okay.
I'm very fortunate to be a part of that.
Okay, so part of being a crime analyst now is the your additional duty is being the social media guru.
Other duties as assigned, yes.
Yeah. Yes, those are always good. So when we hire people and they're in our employment handbook and other duties as assigned, it's in there. They don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Jerry finds that he has to help move furniture now and then. So wait a minute. I didn't see it. Read your handbook. Okay. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back for our last segment with Reading Police Chief Bill Shuler and Mike Murphy, who is the crime analyst / social media guy. And you know what? People go, well, that, how important is that? Well, social media, as much as we hate it, people form decisions off it, as much as I hate that. And you read so much trash that when you actually see things that are happening, so that you know that they're happening, and this is not somebody's like spin on it. If this is, we pulled this guy, you know, this person was arrested or whatever, but it's just one of the ways of I think extending the trust that people have.
Oh yeah, building on that communication, definitely on trust, and you know, a lot of folks don't watch the news or look at newspapers anymore, and they want information now, and that's our way to get information out to folks immediately. Everything from a road closure due to a car crash or the trains closing down the gates for all afternoon, like happened last week, or all morning. It's just a way for us to get information out to people quickly, and so they can understand what's going on.
I remember that the gates on the track were closed and there's nothing coming through.
Yeah.
They didn't know what to do. You know, I saw one guy pulled up and he's looking both ways and he whoosh, around it because he was stuck in traffic. He couldn't turn around. And so,
It went on for hours for things like that.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, it's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. We love those guys down there. They work by appointments, 244-9478. Man's Last Stronghold. You know, Mike, who is here with the shaved head, you got to go down there. They will charge you less, but there is a hair-finding fee. Okay? We'll be right back.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our summer session offers flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings that easily fit around jobs and family responsibilities. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill the many positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan a cool summer of hot classes today. Summer session classes begin June 7th. Achieve more, earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is 8:50 in the morning. It's gone up to 104 today, my friends. The weather reports always are brought to you, not the weather, but the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Great customer service. Give them a call, 365-3793. And Shasta Regional Medical Center is bringing us this segment. It's the only area hospital with the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. What's that mean? 3D high-definition view, minimally invasive surgery. That means less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. Okay, we're here with Redding Police Chief Bill Schuller and Mike Murphy, who is the crime analyst and social media guru of the department, looking very spiffy today with his, even has a little hanky coming out of his pocket that matches his tie.
I try to represent the department.
There you go. Okay, so we're not going to see you crawling down the street then on Fridays. No. Okay, Chief, it's summer. It's here now. What do people need to be concerned about?
Well, you know, with warmer temperatures, longer daylight hours, and then it's so hot during the day, people are out at night. So people should be concerned about whether just being cautious about locking up their stuff, don't leave valuables in their cars. The same stuff as normal, but we see in the summer, I used to work a lot of graveyard, and we always saw people out and about on bicycles, walking around, in neighborhoods. So our property crime may go up in the summer, but there are people out and about. So just protect yourself, protect your stuff.
You know, they used to have the, remember they used to have the mug shots?
Yeah.
And then it went away. I love looking at those mug shots. And then I would always say to whatever chief that was rolling through here then, I said, I never see any of these people. And the same answer is, are you out after 2 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
And I went,
right.
No. And he goes, that's when they come out.
Yeah.
a guy on a bike with a backpack at 2 o'clock in the morning in a residential neighborhood is usually up to no good.
Oh, yeah, and yeah. You see them weaving from side to side. Yeah. But I tell you what's really helped in our neighborhood is the Reading Electric Utilities putting up lights.
Right.
And those LED lights, I mean, you can play baseball.
Yeah, they're pretty amazing.
Night. They
yeah.
are. And I yep. think that helps a lot.
It does. It does. Lighting is a big thing. If you have, if you live in an area in town, you should put motion lights on your driveway, your garage doors, put some cameras up. All of those things are great deterrents, and they also help us find out who stole your stuff.
I got two questions. You said earlier that when we talked about body cams,
yeah.
you said most of the time we have surveillance videos. Would it be safe to say that if I was walking down the street in Reading, that somewhere somebody is videoing me?
Oh, yeah. There's a recording somewhere. I mean, so many people have cameras on their houses. I have cameras on my homes. Businesses have cameras now. Almost all businesses, especially the larger retailers, all have cameras. We have traffic cameras throughout the city. There's recordings somewhere.
You're talking about the red light cameras. Right?
We're talking about those. We're also talking about cameras that we put up that are being installed throughout the city for areas related to our power utility, our utility grid, and security and hardening of that grid that we did. Those are being installed throughout certain areas in the city to protect that infrastructure.
Any privacy issues on that?
No, because it's all in public places and it's all in our public utilities.
Okay.
So we're just trying to make sure that it's required. There's a Senate bill that came out that required the utilities to do some hardening, so we put up these cameras. We all went to council with this. We talked about it in a public forum.
Yeah.
We let everybody know where this money was being spent. And these cameras are just they're not being monitored 24/7. But they can be used to go back and find if somebody was
sure.
to do some terrorism to a grid or to a substation or something like that.
Okay, I understand. Okay, I see what you're saying.
That. Yeah.
Okay,
so ingress and egress of those places.
The are y'all putting? I have to ask this for Linda. You putting in more red light cameras?
No, I don't plan to. Last night we got our red light contract renewed for one more year. I turned the cameras off during COVID last year. For about 6 months,
now you tell me.
Yeah. Because one, there was very little traffic. The people that were driving were all essential workers going back and forth. A lot of people were laid off and a $600 ticket is just,
thank you.
You know, and we just weren't having the crashes, right?
Yeah.
And so I turned them off for a little while. Those employees that monitored those, we had to try and reduce our staff and have people work from home and try and reduce as many people as possible. So
okay.
The red light camera officers, retired officers, I furloughed them for a while. And so we just turned that off. So we renewed it for 1 year, as existing. So next year, this time next year, we will be finalizing a new contract with Redflex. But over this next year, this guy standing to my right and I are going to be looking at data, traffic data, crash data at intersections throughout the city and making sure, one, do we still need them in the same places? Do we move them? Right now we have the ability to have 10 approaches. So a four-way intersection could have 4 approaches,
right.
One from each direction. We're using 8 of the 10.
So you got 2 more
available.
Cameras you could put up.
Okay. We could. I want to get off some of the state highways. The regulations and permitting process with state highways is pretty difficult with Caltrans. So I want to move to more local city streets, the areas that we're having those red light crashes. And mostly those are our business areas, like around the Dana Friendly area, the Cypress Hilltop where we have one now. We'll look at that and maybe move those next year.
Well, I just want you to know when you see somebody driving in her little white car and she's wearing a mask, there's a reason for that. And she's not afraid of COVID.
Yeah.
She just knows she can't be identified.
Yeah. Mask and a wig?
No, just a baseball cap and a mask. They go, it looks like Linda. Okay, that's interesting because, you know, a lot of cities are taking out the red light cameras. But do you have empirical data that shows that when you put a red light camera in a place,
yeah,
people start paying attention?
Yeah, they do. They pay attention. Our crashes go down. They do make a difference. You see the signs. You see the camera sitting there. It does make you think twice about whether or not I'm going to make that yellowish light and blast into a pedestrian or somebody making a left turn. So they do make a difference. I'm that kind of guy that doesn't like the
constitutional side of it kind of bothers me a little bit, but the data supports them. And so that's where we go.
Yeah, that $600 fine.
It's and that's the state. We get about $100 of that fine.
Yeah. No.
And, the rest is the county and state.
In Albuquerque, it was $75.
Yeah.
If you went through one. Because my daughter did. Once going north-south and once going south-north.
Yeah.
Same light, same day. The second one was $150. And then Albuquerque voted to take them out anyway. Yeah. So
I wish we could do something about that and make it, you know, more reasonable. I think a fine half that much would have the same impact as a fine that's double that.
Yeah.
But the courts have been pretty good about reducing those fines for first-time offenders if people take them to a court case. So
making right turns will get you a break, you know, when you make that kind of that California ruling stuff, as opposed to going through.
Right, and we don't cite everybody. We look at speed as they travel through on a right turn, especially. So, you know, that 10, 11 miles, I shouldn't probably give you the exact number, but there's a ratio there. Yeah. If you're going 30 miles an hour through a right turn and not stopping, yeah, you're probably going to get a red light ticket. But if you're slowing and almost come to a stop and then go through it, you might be okay.
Well,
we give a lot of warnings.
I can tell you from the lecture that we had when we went through it last time, it's a lot slower than 30.
Yeah. Oh, it is.
But you're right. Okay, we've run out of time. Chief Shirley, thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome.
And Mike, it was a pleasure having you here.
It was an honor. Also, thank you.
Well, and, you know, the fact is that, things are tough here, and the fact that you are such an advocate of the CCW, as is, of course, Sheriff McGrinney, too, is a big plus. And I always point that out to people taking the class. I mean, police can't be everywhere. You wouldn't want to have that many police everywhere.
No, and we hear, and I told you this on the break, but I hear it on the radio all the time where someone's saying they have